I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There were more anti-government protests today across the Arab world and more violence. In Bahrain, scenes of panic and chaos in the capital as security forces opened fire on thousands of demonstrators who'd set up a base in part of the city known as Pearl Square. One eyewitness speaking with Al Jazeera says authorities shot without warning.
They didn't give us any attention that we can run away from them. They just start shooting us. Now there is more than 20 injured in the hospital, and one guy, he's already passed away because he gets shot in his head.
This on a day of mourning when Shiites buried four protesters killed in a police raid on Pearl Square yesterday. Mourners following one coffin waved flags and chanted verses from the Quran and anti-government slogans. In the meantime, in Yemen today, tens of thousands of people again protested their government. Yemenis chanted, "People want to overthrow the regime. People want to overthrow Ali Saleh." They were met by government supporters wielding sticks and knives. Shots were then fired to disperse the crowd. Hakim Al-Asmari is the editor of the Yemen Post newspaper. He was at one of the demonstrations and says the shots came from security forces. Al-Asmari says the more the Yemeni government relies on force to stop the demonstrations, the larger the demonstrations seem to grow.
They're getting bigger and bigger by day. When they first started 8 days ago, they were the tens. Today we saw thousands gather, and this is only in Sana'a. In Taiz, there are over 12,000 there gathered. So the idea that people, the more oppression they see from the government, the more attacks and abuse against protesters, the more they will grow in number, and this will be a greater risk for the current regime.
The protests also grew today in Libya, where at least 24 anti-government demonstrators are thought to have been killed so far. Demonstrations there have been largely in the eastern part of the country. That's where support for President Muammar Gaddafi's four-decades-long reign has historically been weaker. The Libyan capital, Tripoli, has remained relatively calm. To ensure that, authorities today issued a stark warning. Anti-government protesters were told they will meet a violent and thunderous response if they continue. In a statement today, President Barack Obama said he remains deeply concerned by reports of violence in the region, and he condemned the use of violence against peaceful protesters.